Okay, today's daf is Bikurim daf Chav Gimel. And we are here in the last parak of Maseches Bikurim, and we're on the top of Chav Gimel and Aleph. We're talking about the tekes, the ceremony, and the process of being mafresh to Bikurim that we discussed in the first Mishnah. How do you designate machlokas tanaim, whether you designate bimechubar, as we paskin, or it has to be designated bitalush, right? You pick them out, bimechubar, but then you designate it again bitalush, machlokas the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. And then we started talking about how you bring the Bikurim up. So they all gather in the city of the head of the Ma'amad, the Rosh HaMa'amad. They gather, they sleep in the street because they don't want to become Tamei Meis. Not only because there is no room, and the next morning the Rosh HaMa'amad makes the announcement that says, "No, let's go to Yerushalayim, Kumu v'nala Tzion El Hashem Elokeinu." And then, as they're going, every time they get to another stage of kedusha, they say another pasuk, "Beis Hashem Neilech Omlos Hayiragleinu." And then, as they get close, they send messages, as the Mishnah said, they send messages to those who are in Yerushalayim. We're coming. We're on our way. And then they start getting their ox ready, their ox that is covered, their horns are covered in gold with a nice olive tree crown and wreath. And the Mishnah said, "Lefi kavod anechnasin hayoyotzen," based on the kavod of those coming in, that's the number of people that went out. So the Gemara now asks on the top, really? "Lefi kavod anechnasin v'chiyesh katan v'gadol b'Yisrael?" Switch that girsa. Who judges, who's great amongst the Jewish people? Oh, the great people get a lot of people, and the not great people, who's not great? What does that mean? Well, if he covered a nechnasin, you might say, I'll add this in, you might say, the Mishnah says in the 8th parak of Baba Kama, that busha is tali on lefi hamavayish v'hamizbayish. Okay, that can be personal. Depending who you are, would be, and who embarrassed you, so that depends. If the God Aldar embarrasses you, maybe it's worse. Or if somebody very lowly embarrasses you, maybe it's worse. But the busha in one of the five payments of chavala might go personal. But this is how do you judge? How do you judge everybody coming in is great and doing a mitzvah? Ella, kei masdisan beuchlasin lefi rov anechrasim hayotzen. No, it's a quantity issue, not a quality issue. The greater the number of people coming in, then the more people went out to greet them. So it's nothing to do with every Jew is Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelak, and everybody has a Tzelem Elokim, and everybody is amazing. And like the Mishnah says also in Masechah Shabbos, I think Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim Heim, even in a halachic context. But Lefi Rov HaNechnasim, the more people that were coming in, the more people went out. Fine. And then the next line of the Mishnah said, Kol Bali Umnios Shebi Yerushalayim HaYomdim. All the people who were Bali Umnios, all the workers that were working in the fields, as the Bikurim people were passing by, they would stop. They would stop and say, "Welcome, great to see you." Right? V'sholim v'shlomam. So says the Gemara, really? They would stop working and cause themselves financial loss, right? Because either they wouldn't get paid for that time, or they're causing the Bialim financial loss, and they're not allowed to do that if they're employees. Lo kein tani, didn't we learn in the Braisa, takum vahadarta, right? You get up for zakein vahadarta and give him honor. So we compare getting up and honoring. Ma kima she'en bach yisaron kis, just like when you get up, just standing up is never going to cause you a financial loss. Af hider she'en bach yisaron kis, so too the hider, the glory, the covet that you have to give a zakein, is talking about a case where there's no financial loss, and we're assuming that they were comparing that, the mitzvah of Vadarta Pnei Zakein, to the case of Hadarta Pnei Mevie Bikurim. Right? And therefore, you only have to do that if there's no financial loss. So if you're in the middle of working, you shouldn't have to get up. Answer. Shan Yiacha. Here is different. Shiachas Lakitzim. It's once in a while. It's not like there is a kingdom walking down the street every day, a couple of times. So that you don't have to. But here's once in a while. How often? First of all, it's only from certain times of year, right? Shavuos to Sukkot, Sukkot to Hanukkah, it's only half a year at most. And how often would they come? They wouldn't come that often. And therefore, Chazal said, you could stop for this one. You could stop for this one. And therefore, it is allowed. Says the Rav Chaim Gadievsky, Shiba Pamachas Pashana, even once a year. right? When they would get together, okay, maybe there'll be an atzlan like we had yesterday. Somebody will, miss the train and not get there. But everybody from the areas would gather together, and he sounds like that everybody would come like at the same time of year. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Mishem, Rabbi Chuna Barchia, Bo Re'ei, Kamagado Kocha, Chalosei Mitzvos. Chazal quotes this line. This is a line that's quoted. How great is the power of those doing a mitzvah? Because if you have financial, issues, then you don't have to stand up for a zakein, but you have to stand up for somebody going to do a mitzvah. Right? The mevi bikurim, get people to stand up for them. And the Gemara continues, Amar Reb Yosi Barbun, Ilan de Kaimen min kume mesa. When there's a levaya going by, and you stand up when the procession goes by, lo min kume mesa inu kaimen lon. You're not standing up for the niftar. That's not who you're standing up for. Elam and Kumi Ilain de Gamlan Lechesed. You're standing up for those who are carrying the Niftar. Those who are being Gomel Chesed. Those who are doing Osei Mitzvah. The Niftar doesn't need our covet right now to stand up. Okay, we have to talk to him properly, and maybe there's an idea of Kibbut Aveim La'achar Misa, but it doesn't mean they have to stand up when the parents are alive. There's an idea of standing up. But here we're standing up for the people who are bringing in the mace. If you look in the Bar Tanura, right here on our Mishnah, the Rav Bar Tanura says on this Mishnah, Omdin Lefnehem, because Chaviva, right, even though, as the Argamar says, the Bali Umnas aren't chayef to stand up for Tamid Chachamim when they're osing in their work. Why? So instead of saying that it doesn't happen so often, Rabbi the Bartadura says, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Right, great is a mitzvah in its time, and this is the time for the mitzvah, and therefore, again, it doesn't happen that often, I guess you have to put in, and therefore, you stand up. And therefore, you stand up when a processional levaya is going by. And when a baby is brought in to get a bris mila, right, so you stand up. Sound like you stand up for the ones who are bringing in the meal. He's standing up for the parent, the baby. I guess he's going to do a mitzvah too, but standing up for all of those involved in the mitzvah. That's what the Rav Bar Tanura says. Related to this is, if you look at some of Farshim, they say, before that, this quote on Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted on the page of Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Sibin Reish Samachay, in Yeredeya, Hamol, of course, the Mavarech, the Berachas Hamila, what brachas are said, and Ha'av v'Hamoel kishem Mavarchim tzrichim lamod. Right, that's the Rama. The Rama says that the Moel, and the father standing. Sometimes there are some stories about Rebbes who are the Sandik and the Moel at the same time. But the Rama says Hatofes. Maybe that's only the Maisa, this is the Bracha. Avala Tofes Hanar, the Sandik, Kishimavarech Nogim She Yoshev Mavarech. Right, so he's sitting. Okay. Vieshomer Shekol Am Shehim Eitzalamila Yaamdu Shenemar Vayamod Kol Ha'am Bebris. Right, Vachay Nogin Milvada Tofes Hanar Shu Yoshev. The minute is that everybody stands up, besides the Sandik. Says Reb Kiva Eger right here, Vachayn Hamila Atzma Tzricha Lios Me'umad. The Mila itself, meaning the Moel, when he's doing the Mila, Ayin Bach, Kishemivian Hatinok Lamulo Tzrichim Lamon Mibnehem, Bar Tanura Paragimel Mishne Gimel Debikurim. Rikiv Eger quotes our Bar Tanura on our Mishnah. The Rikiv Eger on the Shulchan Aruch are right there. So there are those, there's an Archas Chaim, I think, that says also, the Chasana Kala on the way down to the Chuppah. They're going to do a mitzvah, and therefore, in some places, the minhag is to stand. Some don't stand. Some say, no, they're not chazan and kala until after. Didn't have a melech, but this is not the idea of a melech. The idea of going to a mitzvah, right? They're no worse than the kid going to get a bris. Unless you say, like the Rush, that getting married is not a mitzvah. Peruvu is the mitzvah. But we could be somewhere on the Rambam, that the Rambam says it's a mitzvah. And therefore, whenever one sees, you see the power of those going to do a mitzvah. Good. Once we're here, let's look at the Mishnah Rishona. The Mishnah Rishona here on the bottom of the Mishnah is also L'Rabusa Naka. When it says all Bali Umnis stand up, L'Rabusa Ava Bishem is Batlam Imalachton V'Kol Shekein Shar Ha'am. Surely Shar Ha'am. Da mashma da afilu tamid chacham tzrichen lamod b'shash ha'oskin b'Torah. Mishut d'chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. Even if somebody is sitting and learning, he sees the mevi bikurim walking by, he has to stand up. V'tamze d'chiv mitzvah isa perakam d'kiddushin. V'tzarachiyin, shaharambam b'pirusho kasav tam acher. To covet tzibur shiny. The Rambam says, covet a tzibur. Covet a tzibur, that's why you have to stand up. What's the nafkamina? Umashma, to mishim yachid ha-mevi bikurim. What if there's only one guy? The guy from yesterday, the misatzel. The Rambam gives the reason of covet a tzibur, so there's only one guy, you don't have to stop. Is it a bikurim thing or is it a tzibur thing? The Rambam says, tzibur. Right? Bikurim, yach mevi bikurim. Oh, no se tino klamulo. Right, that would be an afkamina. The Rambam would say, no se lamtino, if there's only one person coming in to do the mitzvah, then you wouldn't have to. Ain't sarach lamod. V'ze'eino, vitama gemara. The gemara, chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. Right, and it doesn't happen that often, so therefore, tzarachi and why the Rambam gives that reason. Okay, we continue. So once we're talking about standing up for the osei mitzvah and the mevi bikurim, so today's daf is all about standing up. The mitzvah of kima, standing up for a talmud chacham, standing up for a zakin. Ad kama adam zarach lamod mipnei zakin, and a lot of this is parallel to the gemaras in the first parak of kiddushin. That's where a lot of the towards the end of the first parak, all about kima and hidur. Says the gemara, how many times ad kama adam zarach lamod mipnei zakin? Shimon bar ba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan pa'amayim bayom, twice a day. No more than twice a day. Why no more than twice a day? Mara Folda, right here, twice a day. Shachris va'arvis, shelo yekvodo, meruba mikvod shemayim. Right? Because you shall cover to Hashem twice a day, so you can't show cover to a zakein more than twice a day. It should be more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And that's based on the Bavli and the Rishonim there, the Kriyashma. Say Kriyashma twice a day, mekabalo machu shemayim, so no more than that. Unless, as the Mefarshim explained, unless it's outside. If it's in a home, in a base medrash, and nobody else is there, then most twice a day. But if it's outside where it's a zilzal not to stand up, nobody else knows that you stood up twice a day already. Right? So then you'd have to stand up more. Then you have to stand up more. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. When the Rambam quotes this in Talmud Torah, in Vav Ches, Talmud Shehu Yoshev Lifnei Rabo, Tamid, Ein Rashoi Lamod Milafonav, Elashachaz Ares Bilvan. Shaluye kvodo meruba mikvod shemayim. Right, that's the Rambam. Look in the Kesef Mishnah. Quote why he says Oshena makabel b'achas shemayim b'lashachas arvus. The Kasva Tosfos dahani mili bebeis hamedrash. Avo b'chutz chayav lamod afilu kama pa'amim kedesh shelo yeira'e kimezalzal b'kavod rabo. Nobody else knows. Nobody else knows these. Your Rebbe is going to walk by and you're going to ignore him. Right, it's a zilzal. And therefore, if it's outside, and if it's public, then you have to stand up even more. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no more than twice. Rabbi Elazar Amar Palachas Vayah, once. Just once. Why? Because your covet for your Rebbe shouldn't even be equal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Not just that it shouldn't be more, but it shouldn't be equal. You see the Marah Fulda? Shalo ye kvodo shavela shel shamayim. Shouldn't it be equal? She omdim shneibom in bayom shachaz arvis b'kriyashma. Right? B'kriyashma, he adds in that. So interesting. What is that machlokas about? We don't want it to be equal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want it to be more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? You might say, oh, the Rabbi Yochanan, the first sheet is, equals okay. Right? After all, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows him to be included. So not more. But others say, no, not even once. So the Gemara says, Kasha under Belazar, Lokitani B'Shem Ben Elazar Omer, Minayin L'Zakein Shlo Yatriach. How do we know that a Zakein shouldn't make it difficult and hard for people? Don't be Matriach them to make him stand up so often. Shinet Tamalomar, Zakein V'Yareisa Mielokech Ani Hashem. Right, that phrase is always used when, you know, I know what behind the scenes, even if nobody else knows, I know. V'Yareisa Mielokech. Have a chumash, please. So that pasuk is teaching me that a zakein shouldn't, make it difficult. So all that is Rabbi Yochanan. I understand for Rabbi Yochanan. I understand making it difficult. That means once you did it once, to do it twice, technically they'd have to stand up for you. They'd have to stand up for you. So then that would be matriach them, and therefore don't do that. I'll die to Rabbi Lazar lo yakam kolikir. Because of Rabbi Lazar, right? You can't do it even. What's my matriach? They only have to stand up for you once, so you shouldn't go there at all. So they don't stand up for you even once, right? So how do you understand Rabbi Lazar? How does Rabbi Lazar understand that that drasha. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, b'shem Rabbi Lazar, d'lo yechmi siyata desavin. You shouldn't see a whole group of elderly people, the avar kumehon, and pass in front of them, begin the akumen lo min komi, so that they stand up for you. Meaning, tircha the tzibura, the tzibura. That's what Rabbi Lazar would say. If you see a whole group, no, maybe not. Again, sometimes you don't have a choice. If the Rebbe's going in to give a shir, he's got to go in to give the shir. And they're going to stand up when he goes in to give the shir. So, you know, what could you do? But I guess on my case where you could have gone maybe the other way. Actually, this lashon of the Yeresa Me'alokecha Ani Hashem, again, Rashi quotes numerous times on Ala Torah that always reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. The Yeresa Me'alokecha. The Yeresa Me'alokecha Ani Hashem. One example, you have that in Vayikra. Let me just find the pasuk. V'yareisa me'alokecha. Ani lefi shadavar zeh eino maser lebrios. Leida imdaito shezeh letova o lera'a. And therefore, v'yareisa me'alokecha. Hamakir machshav osecha. V'chein kol davar shemaser lelibo shel adam ha'useyu ve'ein shar abrios makiros bo nemer bo v'yareisa me'alokecha. Like here, you don't know if the rabbi is going to get covered. He could have gone the other way. This is used by the Klei Yakar to explain pashup shat. Pashup shot in a pasuk. I think we noted this, months ago. Lifnei evil asitin mechshol. So if you look at all the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Chinuch, when they describe what is the Avera of Lifnei Iver, so the Rambam, the Chinuch say, don't give somebody bad advice. That's Lifnei Iver. And also, don't facilitate somebody doing an Avera. Those are the two categories of Lifnei Iver. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, and what about putting a rock in front of a blind man? Is that Lifnei Iver? One would think, that should be Lifnei Iver, but it's not mentioned by the poskim. Why, as the Minchas Chinuch, why don't you say, this is the Pashup Shat, Lifnei Iver lo zitin mechshol, if I put a rock in front of a blind man, I'm going to violate the Isser Daraisa Lifnei Iver, and there's an additional level of interpretation, don't give bad advice, and don't facilitate doing a mitzvah. What happened to the Pashup Shat? It sounds like, says the Minchas Chinuch, that if I put a rock in front of a blind man, I do not violate Lifnei Iver. I violate V'yatar Echa Kamocha, I violate maybe Grama Bini Zakin. I'm not going to get Shlishi that Shabbos. But it doesn't mean I don't violate Lifnei Iver. Why not? Tzorech Ian, right? Ein HaMikra Yosef Dei Pshuto, Gemara Yevamos. You can't. So says the Klei Yakar, no, keep reading the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? Lifnei Iver lo sitein mechshol V'yareisa me'elokecha ani Hashem. You don't need Hashem to tell you that if you put a rock in front of a blind man, oh, nobody knows that's evil. Only Hashem knows that's evil. That's clearly evil. So that can't be what the Pasuk's talking about. Because the Pasuk says, V'yareisa me'alokecha, which Rashi always says, even if you don't think nobody else knows, I know. Ani Hashem. So that's what the Klei Yakar says. That's how the Rishonim knew that this Pasuk is not referring to the regular Pashup Shad, because that's not the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk. V'yareisa me'alokecha is Megala, that the first half of the Pasuk might be talking about something that only Hashem knows. And that is, if you give advice and, you know, nobody else is going to know that it is a negative. Okay. Continuing. Kishem, shem chalukim kan, kachin chalukim b'sheila shalom. So the Gemara says, just like Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan argue about how many times standing up, it's also how many times that you say hello to your Rebbe. Each day, shol b'shlomo. Again, there are Gemaras in the Bavli that talk about, there's some Talmidim that never said hello to their Rebbe. They were just in awe and too scared. And even if you say hello to your Rebbe, it can't be like, the Gemara says, can't be just like, hey, how you doing? That's not, has to be Rebbe Umori, and has to be in a very awe-filled way. But this is a two-in-one also. Rebbe Chizkar, Rebbe Chanina, Breder, Rebbe Yavo, B'Shem, Rabbi Abduma, Demin Chaifa, Lezakein, Arba Amos. For a Zakein, for an elderly person, or maybe Zeshekana Chachma, different Shatim, once he's within your four Amos, you have to stand up. Avar Yashavla, but once he passes you, and you're behind him, then he can sit down right away. We change the girsa. Nasi, a nasi like a melech, misho ro'ehu. Right when you see him in the distance, you have to stand up. V'yachu nichsem imenu, and after he passes you, until you can no longer see him. Right, much higher standard. My time, how do you know that? V'haya kitzeis Moshe el ha'oel, yokumu kol ha'am b'chulu. Moshe, the din of a melech. So and they, as long as they could see Moshe, from front or from back, they stood up. They stood up. Trein amoran. And there are two Amoras here. Chanam al-Shvach v'chanam al-Gnai. One said that when it said that people stared at Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, some said they were doing a good thing, and some say they were had bad kavanas. Chatman al-Shvach, if you look in Kiddushin on Daf Lama Gimel, In the Bavli, the bad shita is not quoted explicitly in the Gemara there. The bad shita, right? The negative, because it's really negative. It's just quoted. The Gemara there says, "Vibidu achay Moshe ad boho ola, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Chad amar lagnai, v'chad amar l'shvach. Manda amar lagnai, kid de isa." The one that says lagnai, they said lagnai, kid de isa, right? As appears, it does not say what it is. It's just kid de isa. That's the Gemara. Rashi, there in Kiddush Lama Gimel, Mishum de Dvar Magunehu, because it's really disgusting how they talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Ratza Lafarsama. They didn't want to publicize it. Fahariyu Mefurish, our Girsa, in Rashi, there, Kiddush Lama Gimel, Mefurish Bemejit Rabbi Tanchuma. But if you look at, there's a little star on the side of Rashi, look on the side, Yerushalmi Sof Bikurim Paragimel. Ho ho. Right there. So when we learn Bavli, we're like, okay, who's ever going to look in the Yerushalmi and Bikurim Paragimel? But there it is. But the Bavli didn't want to quote it. I don't know why the Yerushalmi was... We'll quote it. It's okay. We can handle such insulting language about Moshe Rabbeinu that they thought. But I don't know. But that's... So Rashi quotes it. We're about to read. But here... So... Gemara says, Manda Amar L'Shvach. One who says it was positive. Mechmi Tzadikim Mezaki. Just looking at Tzadikim give you a schus. They looked at Moshe Rabbeinu to be inspired. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu to be cleansed. Their neshama would be cleansed by looking at Moshe Rabbeinu. Umanta Amar L'Gnai. What they say? Chazi Shaki Chazi Karin. Look how fat those thighs are. Right, look how thick. Achim and Yudai. All he does is eat from the public funds. Right, all this machzis a shekel. He eats from the Jews. Shasi min yudai. Kol midlei min yudai. Right, which is exactly the opposite of what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu says, lo chamar echad, like Moshe did, and Shmuel did, right, Moshe and Parshas Korach, I think the Haftorah there also, Parshas Korach by Shmuel Anavi, that they were defending, but that's what they say about Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, the Moshe Raskel is, you can be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu and people are going to talk about you. Right, if you're in the public eye and you're trying to do good things, there will be people out there, Chamon al-Islam, there shouldn't be. But there will be people out there that will always, you know, always pick up on something. You know, you can never be perfect in the eyes of all. Right? What does it say about Mordechai? V'ratzui l'rov echav. L'rov echav. L'rov echav. That's, Mordechai saved the Jewish people. Rov echav. Rov echav. Okay. We continue. The next line, we read it. What does this have to do with us at all? So, if you just read it, it says, Aron panav klapei ha'am. When you set up a shul, the Aron should be facing the people, right? People facing the people. Va'akonim klapei ha'am. And when the Kohanim give a bracha, then they're facing the people. V'Yisrael paneim klapei ha'kodesh. And the Yisrael, the rest of the people in the shul, are facing front, facing the Aron ha'kodesh. What does that have to do with anything? So, if you look in some of Farshim, they say, this is the second half of a Tosefta in Megillah. And if you start reading from the beginning of that Tosefta, then you'll understand what this is doing here. So if you open up that Tosefta, the Tosefta in the third parak of Megillah, Tosefta Yudalid. Ketzad hayu zakenim yoshvim. How do the rabbis sit in shul? Peneyam klapei ha'am v'achorin klapei ha'kodesh. They face the crowd. They face the crowd. And then the Tosefta continues. Kshemichan has a teva peneyam, the Aron's facing the people, and it's a hemshich of what we just say, that those who looked at Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a great thing, right? It was a schus. So that's why it says the zakenim in the shul face the crowd, right? Maybe as a remez to that idea that the tzibur could look at the zakenim, and then it continues where the Aron is and where, but then it flows. Then it flows. By the way, that halacha is in the Ramah. It's in the Ramah. I remember when I first became a Rav of a shul, my previous shul, I went to ask Rabbi Mordechai Willig, I said, how do you sit? You know, some rabbis face front, some rabbis face out. How do you sit? He's like, you gotta face the crowd. I'm like, well, what if I don't want to face the crowd? He says, you gotta face it, it's the Ramah. So what's the Ramah? The Ramah quotes this Tosefta. Ramah quotes the Tosefta, Kuf Nun, in Arachayim. Va'osin bima b'emsa b'esa knesses, sheyamar aleha kari batrev yishmu kulam. That's a big Chasam Sofer tshuva about that. That the reform, right, they try to move the bima to the front of the shul. They thought it's chukos ha'akum. It's got to be in the middle, like the Ramah says. Ukshim ispalash liachzibur panav klapi hakodesh. When the chazen davins, he faces front. He faces front. It's not a show like that. It's not a concert. He faces front. V'seder ha'yeshiva kachi hazakenim yoshrim peneim klapi ha'am. V'shara am kulam yoshrim shiros peneim klapi hakodesh upeneim zakenim. Right, that's the Ramah. The Ramah quotes that Tosefta, which is quoted in the Tur, in the Enesim Kufnun, in Arachayim. But that's the That's the Gemara here. Weiter. Amar Balazar, Ein HaTorah Omedes Mipnei Bina. What does that mean? The Torah doesn't stand in front of its son. Right, what is it, son? Many pirushim. The Ma'ariv Folda says that a Rebbe doesn't stand in front of the Talmud. Even if the Talmud is a big Talmud Chacham, if the Rebbe is learning, so the Torah, the Rebbe doesn't stand in front of its bina, a child, a Talmud is like the child of a Rebbe, and that's why you said the Lashon of bina. If you look in the Pnei Moshe, it gives that an opposite shot, right? When a Talmud is learning, he doesn't have to stand up for his Rebbe. Because he's learning the Torah, and the Talmud Chacham is just the Ben of the Torah. So if I'm learning Torah, actually, then I don't have to stop to stand in front of Bina. Whether we paskin that way is a good question, but that's two opposite cases. Is it the Rebbe doesn't stand in front of the Talmud, or the Talmud doesn't stand in front of the Rav? Shmuel Amar, Ein Omdim Mipnei Chaver. Right? Shmuel says, there is no, you know, what doesn't stand in front of a Chaver? What's a Chaver? Chaver has many different pshatim in Chazal. Does it mean like, we're in Zerayim? Somebody who accepts to be mafresh b'ne'amanus, but the Shmuel says, whoever a chaver here means, or a Talmud chaver, even if it's a Talmud that's moving up the ranks, maybe everybody doesn't have to stand up for him. Rabbi Hila, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, have a yasivin. One time they were sitting. Avar Shmuel barba v'kami lon min kumi. Right, Shmuel barba passed by, and they stood up for him. Amar lon tarti gabcho. And he says, what are you standing up for me for? I have two tainas against you. Chada she'eni zakein. Number one, I'm not a zakein. Meaning, I'm not old. I'm not a misha kana chachma. The chada sheina Torah omedes b'fnei bina. And again, each pshat. I'm not your Talmud, or you're learning Torah. You know, you got to plug in the pshat of whatever it was. The Gemara in, I think the Maharam in Rutenberg, the Rosh quotes a very unusual story. I think the Maharam in Miseches Kedushin, where he says the Maharam, I think it was Maharam's son. I'm trying to remember the story. I think look it up again. The Maharam's son became like the Gadol Ador, because again, the Gadol Ador. The question is. Right, so if Maharam didn't want to put his son into a position where the Gadol Ador is going to have to stand up for him because he's the father, but he wants to stand up for his son, who's the Gadol Ador. So it was going to be tricky. Who was going to stand up for who? So he just didn't go see his son. He just didn't go see his son the rest of his life. That's what the Gemara, the Rush quotes of the Rambam Nuremberg in Kedushin. Unusual story. Not normative practice. Amar Rebbe Zeira. Rav Acha, who was a sofer, mafsik v'kam, Rav Acha used to stop, and when he was writing, he used to always get up, to chashash kaden tanya, because he all liked the following tana. The tanya, kotsvi svarim tefillin mezuzus, mafsikin l'kriyashma, mafsikin l'tefila. The people, the sofer, may have to stop for kriyashma, but not for tefila, in the days of old, when tarasunum nasan. Right, they didn't do many mitzvahs durabanan. So kriyashma is more chamor. Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya omer kshesha masikin l'kriyashma kach masvilin l'tfilo tfilin ulishar mitzvah sasho Torah. What do you mean? You have to stop for all the mitzvahs. You have to stop for all the mitzvahs, and that's generally what we paskin. If somebody's a sofer, they can't just skip any mitzvahs. Even if somebody is a big sugya, we're not going to get into it now, if somebody's learning Torah. Right, osik b'mitzvah, the Meiri says it explicitly based on the Gemara and Chagiga. The principle of osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, does not apply to Talmud Torah. Somebody's learning Torah, so then you have to stop to do mitzvahs. It doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. The strange, difficult shita is the Rambam's formulation. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Isha, says you have to get married, and v'chulu, and you have to have children. But if somebody wants to delay their marriage a little bit because they're busy learning, not benazai, but if somebody just wants to delay it, they could delay it a little bit. Because they feel if they get married, they'll be osik and they have other responsibilities, and osik b'mitzvah put them in a mitzvah. So, it says, mamish, the Gemara says, b'feirish, not b'feirish, the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara seems to say, and the Meiri says, osik b'mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. And the Rambam explicitly applies it to Talmud Torah, in Ilchas Ishus. So, there's a lot of shatim about that, not for now. Chizkiah, b'rebi, min dahavi loibo, raisa kol tzurchei. Chizkiah, when he used to be learning with all of his strength and he'd get tired, havi ozel v'yosev le'kumi be'zvada. He used to go sit at the door. He didn't have enough koch anymore to learn. So, he used to stand at the doorway of the base medrash, begin mechmi sabin, so that he would see older people, u'mekem le'mi kumeon, and be able to stand up in front of them. Instead of in front of them. So that's what he did. He was too tired to learn, but he was able to stand up in front of the Zakenim that came into the base medrash. Interesting, if you look in Brachas, Chafches, in the Bavli, there's an additional line. He did that, and he said, I'm too tired to learn, so I'm going to go akabel schar. Those two words are mentioned in Brachas, Chafches. I'm going to go stand on the stand up for them, and I'll get schar, which is part of our this big discussion of, do you do mitzvahs for schar? Like, what do you mean? Right? The amanas shelo lekabel schar. Shelo amanas lekabel schar. Right? So, what exactly is meant by that? But here, the parallel story, that was Rabbi Zeira. Here, the parallel story does not say vakabel schar. He just wants to do mitzvahs. Right? It's too hard to learn, so at least he'll stand up for the zakenim. Okay. Says the Gemara. Yehuda bar Chiya v'yalef salik. V'shal b'shlame d'Rabbi Yanai. Yehuda bar Chiya, every week, right, he used to learn, and then he used to go, v'shal b'shlame d'Rabbi Yanai chamua, he used to go visit his father-in-law, me'erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos. Every Friday, he used to go visit his father-in-law and say hello. V'ave Yosef le'al atar tili. But his father-in-law knew that this rabbi coming was a big rabbi, so he used to sit on a very high porch. A very high porch, begin to mechmine, so he could see him coming from far away, will make him layman kume. And he would stand up for him. And he would stand up for him. Amrin le tamide, lokein alfen rebbe, lezakin abra amos. Only four amos. Only four amos, you have to wait. So Amar lon in yeshiva lefne Sinai. I'm not sitting in front of Har Sinai. Right? Nicknamed him Har Sinai, and therefore he stood up for him even far away. Chadvan ani masek. One time he was late. Omar les efsha diuda bar bri mishani minhage. It's impossible that he changed his behavior here. Omar les efsha dolo yagin bisurin bahu gufa tzadika. He's such a tzaddik. I'm sure Hashem didn't give him yisurin. He wouldn't have lost his nahagus. Mistavar shein lono yuda berebi. It must be he's not around anymore. The Bavli says he was around, but kishkaga sheyatzal lemafnei hashalit. He said something like that, and then he died. Rabbi Meir, a little bit more. Rabbi Meir chami afilu sava ma'aretz umekan lemi kumi. Rabbi Meir used to stand up even for older people who were ami ha'aretz. Va'amar lo magan marach yamim. Not for nothing does he live long. It must be he has some zechuyos. Rabbi Chanina machi mandelo kami kome. Rabbi Chanina used to get upset about those who didn't stand up for him. Vahave Amarle used to tell them, Ki Ba'isa Mavala Daraisa, Yonami Mavatala Mitzvah Daraisa, not for his covet, but he's teaching them. Covet HaTorah. Amar Efsim Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mibnei Seva Takum, Adat Mibnei Zakim, Yerasim Melekech Ani Hashem. Hashem says, Mibnei Seva Takum, Ani Ushakiyamti Amida Zakin Tchila, I'm the first one to do that mitzvah. Hashem stood for Avram Avinu. When he went to visit him, Parshas Vayera, he stood for him. Kesha Hanasi Nichnas, Kalam Omdim Mipanavim, Rishas Lachan Miam Leishiv, Ashi Omer Lam Shvu. When the Nasi comes in, they stand until he tells them to sit down. Av Bezin Shenichnas, Osun Lo Shiros. When the Av Bezin comes in, you make rows. And he makes rows, and whichever row he ends up going down, that's the one that stays standing. Rasa Nichnas Bazu, Rasa Nichnas Bazu. Chacham Shenichnas, the lower level. Echadomi Vechad Yoshev, Echadomi Vechad Yoshev. Just as he passes, you stand up. Acha Megi of Yoshe Libim Komo, until he sits in his place. One final story. Remeir of Yalav Salak Lebes Vada, Vavikol Amachamim Le, Remeir used to come into the base medrash. The whole Am stood up for him. Vekaimali Mikumi. They stood up for him. Like he was an Abezdin, even though he wasn't. He was a Chacham. But they gave him this extra covet. Katshamun hahin tanya tini. But once these people heard this brisa, that there's different levels between the Nasi and the Abezdin and the Chacham, boin lemevin lekein. They wanted to like, go down a level. You know, not everybody's gonna stand up like we used to. Kos v'nafekle, a mayor gets upset. Interesting. V'nafekle, and he leaves. Amrlon, shamati, ma'al makodesh v'lamaridin. Right, ma'alim makodesh. Meaning again, maybe he's, what I'm going to say, it's not, Rameir's not out for the covet, right? But he's out for the covet HaTorah. All of a sudden, he thinks that this is going to negatively impact those who are giving him the covet HaTorah. And therefore, he was upset about that. We'll stop with Reb Zeira, but Hashem will pick up with this next time.